Good afternoon and welcome everyone to Frederick County Sports Weekend with Pete McLeod and Ed Lilly. I'm Ed Lilly. Pete will be back next week. Brought to you by Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy and Premier Dental. Today we have Brandon Brubaker, of the coach of the Frederick Cadets girls lacrosse team, and three of the players, Alexis McLear. Did you get it right?
McLear.
It's okay. And Della Shedio.
Bella.
See, I can't read my own writing. And Sam Lenfesti. All that work and I got them all wrong. Shows you what kind of a day it's been. It has been a crazy day. We're recording this a little early. You guys have had a pretty good season so far. And that's what we're going to talk about. We'll start with Coach Brandon. Welcome back.
Thanks for having
me again.
Good
to see you again.
Good to see you.
And how's the season going so far?
The season's going well. Right now, we're 7-2. Last night, we're recording this on Friday. Last night, which was Thursday, we just beat TJ 19-4 to defend our Spires Cup City Championship. It's the eighth time in a row that we've kept the Spires Cup on Carroll Parkway at Frederick High School. So we're very proud of that.
That's nice. A lot of changes at Frederick High.
A lot of changes, yes.
And has that affected you guys any?
Yeah, but in mostly positive ways. For the past 2 years, we've had to practice at Monocacy Middle School while our new school was under construction, and they were demolishing the old Frederick High School because we didn't have a place. We're kind of landlocked at Frederick High School, so we didn't have a place to practice. Last year, we didn't have any home games because they were adding turf to our stadium. Mm-hmm. But the benefits of those minor setbacks are, now we have a state-of-the-art weight room, state-of-the-art facilities inside Frederick High School for our students, as well as our athletic teams. We have a brand-new artificial turf field. They're just finishing the final demolition steps of the old building and starting to put the curbs and stuff in, and where the new parking lot will be, and the temporary parking lot we're using right now will be a secondary turf field for us, which we'll get to use next spring. So it's an exciting time.
Okay, you're using what was the football field?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so that's now a turf field.
Yes, now a turf field, yeah.
Wow, that's a big change.
Yeah, it's a beautiful turf field. Our logo's on the center of it. We get to practice there, play all of our home games there, so it's exciting.
Well, before you still had grass, naturals, mm-hmm. This is the first time for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular location is right next to the creek, mm-hmm. which is why they've never been able to do anything about the visitor stands.
Mm-hmm.
And during football games, it got kind of spooky at times because you'd get actual fog and mist rising up out of the ground like it's in a movie.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. It's not going to do that anymore, though.
No. It would always do that for football games, then soccer games in the fall. And from the, I announce all the soccer and football games from up in the press box. It's kind of neat because, the angle that we're looking down, especially, some football games, that are, drag out, fights and stuff. And you look down, it adds like an old like NFL films type era to it. Yeah, but this fall we really didn't have it, with the turf.
That's really wonderful. Let's talk to our players. So we have for attack, we have Alexis McLear. So I got it right that time?
Hi, yes you did.
Close enough anyway. Alexis, I'm starting with you anyway. I violated
that's okay.
My,
that's okay. Okay.
Thanks for coming on the show. What do you think of the team so far this year?
I think the team is different than last year. Different and the same, but different in the way that we lost one of our leading scorers, Delaney Irwin, who's now a Division I player.
That's nice.
Yes.
Where is she playing?
Wofford. So we had to step up as a senior class. I'm a senior. And follow after her and continue to be a good team. And we always say the difference between a good team and a great team is a great team doesn't get tired. And I think in practices and games, our hard work shows and we really try to follow what we preach. Mm-hmm. And we push ourselves in games and practices, and you can tell. So when we're playing other teams, you can really tell that we're conditioned. We want it a lot more than some other players on the team, which is what has led us to our 7-2 season so far.
Mm-hmm. Senior.
Yes.
How does it feel to be a senior?
It feels great. It's tiring, but all of my hard work is paying off. I'm going to NC State for veterinarian sciences, and I am going to play club lacrosse. So. Yeah.
It's still playing.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Besides, it's a really rigorous
yes.
discipline
yeah.
to be in.
Yes, it is.
It's not easy at all.
Yeah.
And will you come back to the Frederick area?
Yeah, my parents live here. My sister is a sophomore right now, so I plan on coming back to Frederick, just like any old.
As a senior, when did you start playing lacrosse?
I started playing my sophomore year, actually.
Really?
Yes, I run cross country, and Coach Brew approached me one day and was like, oh, you're good at running, you should try lacrosse. So I came out first week of tryouts, and I wasn't good, but I stuck with it, and everyone was so impressed that I could run, and I was like, okay, like, I can pick up the skills, I have the conditioning, and I learned the skills and the games quickly, and I liked the team, and Coach Brubaker is now one of my closest teachers and a great support system for me. The team was awesome, so I stuck with it.
So over the years, you continued to run.
Yes.
And you still run track?
Yes, I'm a four-year cross-country runner.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And that helped?
Yes, that helped a lot.
Was that your basic exercise?
Yeah. For the most part, all I knew was running as exercise, which was different because I got into lacrosse and started lifting and started doing other exercises, especially with my arms, because a lot of stick skills is arm work and stuff. And I wasn't used to that at all, but I adjusted and I like it.
You've got to have great reflexes.
Yeah. Yes, my reflexes. Sam's reflexes as goalie. But
we'll talk to Sam in a second. Bella, I got it right this time.
Yeah.
Shedio. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right, yeah.
Bella. And you also play attack.
Yes.
You're senior too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start playing lacrosse?
My freshman year, and I was in the same exact boat.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you run?
No, I guess kind of not the same boat, but I cheered, and I was like a whole heart, like, I'm going to cheer in college and cheer the rest of my life, and Brubaker came up to me and was like, hey, play lacrosse for me, and I was like,
and that
okay.
Was cheer?
Cheer's
hard, though.
Yeah.
People don't understand that. It is.
Yeah,
it's really difficult. Now, I don't think it's as hard as cross-country,
yeah,
and probably
not
as lacrosse, but
no.
how long did it take you to get the hang of it?
For lacrosse?
Yeah.
Probably when I really started to, like, get good and, like, get noticed by, like, our coaches and stuff like that was probably my, like, the end of my sophomore year, start of my junior year. They started seeing that I was working really hard and getting up my stick skills and trying to, like, make a difference in the program. Mm-hmm. And that's when I really got, like, noticed and stuff like that and started doing something.
You know where you're going to go next year?
Yeah,
you're graduating.
I'm going to.
It's going to be soon, too.
Yeah, I'm going. It's 22 days, and then, or is it like 22 or something like that?
Wow.
Till we get out of school, and then we graduate May 29th.
Wow.
But I'll be going to Lincoln Memorial University mm-hmm. in Harrogate, Tennessee, and I'll also be continuing my lacrosse career
Fantastic.
There.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's really great.
Yeah.
Tennessee's kind of a neat state, too.
Yeah, it's like, right in the corner where, like, it's, like, 5 or 10 minutes from Kentucky and Virginia, so it's, like, the little corner.
That's a long... I've driven through there. That's a long drive down
yeah.
to Virginia to get there, though.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, 8 hours from here.
But it's doable.
Yeah, it's definitely doable. I'm excited for the next...
You didn't... Sam, you didn't step. Think I was going to forget you, did you?
No, I'm not worried.
And goalie... Sam Linfesti.
Linfesti, yeah.
I'm getting closer all the time. Senior too?
Yes, sir.
And how do you feel about being a senior this year? I mean, when did you start playing?
I started playing in eighth grade.
In eighth
so,
grade?
So, yeah, spring in eighth grade.
So
yeah.
You've got more experience than everybody else here?
Yep, just a little bit, yeah.
Goalie's a really tough position, especially in lacrosse. How did you get the skills together to play that position?
Time, just time in a goal, summer, fall, winter, spring, throughout the entire year, time, repetition.
Goalie's a lot different in the position because everyone else, they're always running.
Mm-hmm.
They're always moving. You're not, really.
I'm just hanging out.
Yeah, you're just, well, you do have to run sometimes.
But, yeah, in
but
practice,
you're basically sitting there defending all the time.
Yep.
And so I guess it's lots of boredom followed by intense excitement.
On the games that I like, I'm bored, right? So the games that we're doing well,
I'm
pretty bored.
They never come towards you.
Exactly, so, yeah.
Well, you've had fun with this team, obviously.
Yeah, a lot of fun, yeah, for sure.
How do you feel as a senior, though, that this is your last year? I mean, your last season.
I'm ready to – I'm sad that I have to close these doors of my high school career, but I'm excited for the next step in my life.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Washington and Jefferson in Washington, Pennsylvania, and I'll be playing lacrosse there as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Some of your other teammates went on to play lacrosse already.
Yes.
In college. Mm-hmm. Have you heard from them?
Yeah, a number of players – my freshman year, we had Kia Reinhart, Hannah Feinberg, Camille Paul, Quincy Oram, all go and play in college, and numerous players after that. I've played with every year I've gone
college. And did that help inspire you to keep with it?
At first, no. At first, no. I was like, no, I'm not playing lacrosse in college. You know, I want to just focus on academics. But Washington and Jefferson offered me a really good, like, really good opportunity to.
What are you gonna major in?
I'm gonna major in mechanical engineering. But they have a 3-2 program,
mm-hmm.
where I do 3 years there, and receive a BA in physics. Assuming I get a 3.3 GPA, I have a guaranteed acceptance into Columbia, where I'll then have my BS in mechanical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
So that I learned about that opportunity, I was like, okay, yeah, sign me up. I'll play
That's
at Washington Jefferson. Yeah.
And you get to play, too?
Yeah. And for 3 years, I think it's good. You know, I think by then I'll be, you know, ready, and I played a good amount of time, and so I think that'll be fine.
How'd you pick the school?
Well, I visited a lot of schools over the summer. Not as many as most people, but a good amount. And all the schools were really nice that I looked at, but when I literally pulled up to Washington Jefferson to their what is it called? The place where the admission
mm-hmm.
house thing. I was like, this is it. I just knew. As soon as I pulled up, I was like, yeah, this is it. I'm going to go here. Like, I really liked it.
Did your parents agree?
Yeah, my parents were like, oh, yeah, we know. You know? they're
going to promise to come up and watch?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the coach was like, because my stepdad films for high school, and he has taken video and club and pictures in both of teams. And they were like, oh, yeah, you can take some video and pictures for us, too. So,
That's a deal.
They were like, oh, heck yeah, we want to come and watch all your games. So, yeah, they're really supportive.
That's wonderful. If you just tuned in, you're listening to WFMD's Frederick County Sports Weekend with Ed Lilly and Pete McLeod. I'm Ed Lilly. Pete will be back next week. Brought to you by Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy and Premier Dental. Today we have Brandon Brubaker, coach of the Frederick Cadets girls lacrosse team, Alexis McLear, attack, Bella Shedio, I hope I got that right, and Sam yep. Linfesti. Did I get that right?
Yep, Linfesti's right.
Okay, there we go.
All good.
You're not being run off.
No, I'm good.
I will say, if Brandon's a little excited because he's about to have a baby, and his wife is like any second, so we might have to interrupt the show.
Yeah, we have the cell phone visible in case we get a call.
So that's always an exciting time.
It's a very exciting time. Yeah.
First,
I have a stepdaughter.
Okay,
I have a stepdaughter. But yeah, this is me and my wife's first.
Oh,
so
do you know if it's going to be a boy or a girl?
It's going to be a little girl, Paisley Jane.
Your life will change,
PJ.
Everybody keeps telling me that, but I keep telling everybody I have a 6-year-old daughter, a stepdaughter, and then I have 40 other kids, you know, girls. That so I think I'm preparing myself for anything, because these girls throw something new at me every single day, every single hour. So the great thing is I got 40 babysitters. So
let me ask you this, mm-hmm. okay? I coach to a much lesser extent in middle school, okay, mm-hmm. as an assistant coach. But the thing that always amazed me, and I've got a doctorate in law, and I've got a lot of education, but I learned so much from the kids I helped coach. It was mm-hmm. it was much more the other way, them teaching mm-hmm. me stuff. Is it the same for you?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, I'm extremely fortunate that at Frederick High School we have such a diverse group of kids, especially on our lacrosse team. But they all gel and mix together so well. Mm-hmm. And like I said, every day there's something new. There's a new situation. There's a new tragedy, you know. But they work through everything, and they work extremely hard. They work for each other. This group, overall, has just worked so hard since last season. Yeah, this senior class, every year the joke is, will I cry at the banquet? And I always hold back. But this group is just so special. They were at, in the fall, we had 6 a.m. workouts. And they worked from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., in the weight room. And then got ready for school. Pretty much all of them play indoor, play club year-round. They've just worked so hard. And we always tell the team, we're going to go as far as they want to go. And this team really is, this senior class has really, put a lot on their backs. The other night, Tuesday night, was the first time we've beat Walkersville since the year 2000. Mm-hmm. And our offensive coordinator, Adam Wetzel, he challenged the girls the day before in practice. And he challenged the seniors. He said, you have the opportunity to do something that no team's done in 18 years. And that's beat Walkersville. And he goes, don't leave the game disappointed. And then he challenged, the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, and he said, send these girls out right, with this win. And, it was Tuesday night was a very emotional game. It was a very emotional win for us. They're just great kids. But I learned so much from them. Some of the things that they have to overcome every day, it makes the things that, that I'm dealing with, maybe a little bit smaller. It really helps put things in perspective. They get on me all the time because I'm always trying to teach them a life lesson. And I like to think that I do, teach them life lessons and try to, prepare them for what life is like when you're not in K-12.
It's one of the major jobs of a coach.
I like to think so. And I was fortunate enough. I had great coaches. I had great mentors growing up. You kind of roll your eyes at some of the things they say. And one of the stories I always tell is, I played football for Vince Ahern. And he was telling a story one time about piles on a table. And what do you get rid of? Do you get rid of the small pile or the big pile when you have something to do? And I was like, you get rid of the big pile. You want to get rid of the most. He goes, no, because then that small pile is now a big pile. Now you're getting rid of two piles. And I remember sitting, in his office as like a junior and being like, what is this old man talking about? Mm-hmm. And then I was like 22 or 23, and I can't remember the situation in my life. And that story springboarded in my head. And I'm like, oh. I get it now. And that's the kind of things I want these girls to roll their eyes at me now because they should. But, I hope, 5-10 years down the road, something, comes up in their life and they can look back on, a lesson that we went through together as a team on the field or something, a conversation that we had and have an impact in their life.
Vince is a great guy. Mm-hmm. And I've always enjoyed whenever I get a chance to talk to him. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's back in Frederick County, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you guys probably aren't because he's now coaching another football team. But that's life in Frederick County. Mm-hmm. Talking to you ladies, the one thing you've been high-fiving each other and smiling at each other and enjoying each other's company since you got here. And I wish this was on video because everybody can see how pretty you are. And
no, I'm kidding.
And athletic too. And but we can't. So I'll just have to tell you, they're very, very engaging young ladies, and I can tell that they really like each other's company, and that they play together as a team. And the way I can tell that is because you're having fun right now, and the mark I've seen of every good team is the players have fun. And they usually have a lot of success too, and I've been batting around in my mind for a while. Is it because they're having success that they're having fun, or it's more likely I think because they're having fun they're having success. So you, Sam, you agree with that?
Definitely.
Because they can't hear you when you're telling you you're gesturing to me.
Oh
and
yeah,
say yes.
yeah, definitely. We have.
And
we
Bella,
have
what do you think?
I think that's like a huge factor on our team is that we have so much fun. Like in the past years, a lot of the girls were like very serious and wanted to like get down to business and like get stuff done. But our team thrives off of a good time. Like if we're having a good time, then we're focused and we're ready to play. But it's just, it's just, it's a great environment to be around and to
play lacrosse. Okay, I have to hear what Sam's trying to say. Yeah. She's hand gestures like, man.
Well, we have a saying on our team. Oh. We always say their team or your team versus our family, so.
I was going to say that. When he told me to speak. And then you guys
okay, go on then.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say you were talking about how we enjoy each other's company and we're a lot of fun and we are friends and get along. And I was going to add that we think of our team as a family and not just a group of friends or a team. We are truly a family. And I think that goes a long way. I know other teams that when they come on the field, they're acquaintances, they're friends. Off the field, they're just average students. And we, as a team, we view each other on and off the field as family. We have each other's backs. We struggle together. I mean, there's games that we've lost. We're 7-2, so we have lost. And even when we lose, we're still smiling and giggling. We're like, let's get up, let's go. We got it next time. During practice, if someone's down, we always have their backs. We're the first one to pick them up. And I think that's part of our success is we really have strong feelings towards other teammates' success, which brings us together.
And you play as a family, play as a team.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So I take it that you guys are going to be lifelong friends.
Yes, I definitely agree.
Actually, one of our junior attackers, Amanda Efland, is committed to Washington Jefferson as well. So, and her sister, who plays on the team, Taylor Efland, is like my bestest buddy in the whole wide world.
And mine.
And Alexis's. So definitely, like, we'll all be somehow connected, hopefully.
Sam, let me start with you, okay? Down the road, after you've gone through school and you've graduated, would you want to come back and coach?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely, I would love to coach goalies, maybe for club or high school. But already sometimes parents have approached me and been like, hey, can you work with, you know, my friend's daughter who's a goalie? Most of the time it's like younger kids, and they offer a little bit of money here and there, but I'm never concerned about that. But I love the culture, and I love, like, spreading the goalie, you know, the goalie knowledge that I've learned from so many various coaches. Versus what club on high school, I've had tons of different goalie coaches or even not specifically goalie coaches, but everyone giving me advice and things I've read on the internet or watched videos about, and I love to just spread that around. I would love to coach, yeah.
I think Coach Brubaker will tell you that it's all about the money.
Yeah, because he makes so much.
No, exactly.
I lost like $75 buying them pizza before this. Our JV had a scrimmage. So when varsity was watching, I got hit up for pizza. So
that's good for you, but that's not why you do it.
No, definitely not. You know, it seemed like I said before, I was fortunate enough to have really good coaches and really good mentors, and you know, to be able to be here for these girls. And you know, to go what they were just saying about them being a family, it's not just the senior class or our varsity; it's the entire team, and that I think is the neatest thing to see. And I think sometimes when a girl comes into our team, maybe as a freshman, they get a little taken back by it because they're going to have somebody on their back being like, you know, what's going on with that C you have in math? You know, you're going to come and sit with me during Connect, and we're going to, you know, try to fix these grades. And you know, I don't think a lot of high school kids are like, wait, why does this random senior have such a concern in my life right now? But I think that's really what sets us apart. And
that's really cool.
There's been situations with our team where, you know, a player might be down about something, and you know, I'll be like, you know, not that Bella's, you know, but I'll be like, hey, Bella, what's going on? And another player will be like, I got it. Don't worry about it, coach. We'll fix it. And you know, that's just a testament to their character.
Bella, I've got to ask you the same question. Okay. Would you want to come back and coach?
If I'm being completely honest, probably not. I don't necessarily see myself as being necessarily a lacrosse coach. I mean, I would like to like say that I want to influence young people to turn out great and like do awesome things in their life, but I don't think that coaching lacrosse would be my outlet to that that region.
Is it coaching or is it lacrosse?
Well, it's definitely not, like, I love lacrosse. Like, lacrosse is probably the best thing that's happened to me in, like, my high school career. I enjoy it so much. It's just, I'm never going to be Brandon Brubaker. I'm never going to give those great speeches that teaches a kid how to live their life. And it's something that I would like to aspire to be in maybe a different way, but Brandon Brubaker is the best. So.
Keep an open mind. You never know. Alexis, same question. And we're almost out of time.
It's okay. I'll wrap it up. I personally do not see myself coaching, just purely on the fact that I'm very passionate about animals, and my entire life I have been, and I plan on running my own business, going through a lot of schooling. It's just going to be go from here on out, and I just don't personally see the time. If I had the time, it's something that I would love to do. Okay. We have a program, we call it a program, on our team with JV and varsity. It's the little sister, big sister thing. And a varsity player is randomly paired up with a JV player, and once a week you do a 20-minute run and a 20-minute pass and catch. And it's really helped the JV girls and my little sister. We've definitely connected a lot. We talk more. I love giving her advice and teaching her new skills and helping her with what she already has. And I think that ties into the whole coaching thing. Even if I don't have the status and title of a coach, I still enjoy teaching and mentoring. But I don't see myself with a coach title because of time.
Well, as Brandon said, it's not about the money.
Exactly. It's not about the money.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you here today. It really has been. And I hate it, but the show's out of time. And if you've been listening, this has been Frederick County Sports Weekend with Ed Lilly and Pete McLeod. I'm Ed Lilly, and we've been talking to Brandon Brubaker, head coach of the Frederick Cadets girls lacrosse team, and Alexis McLear. And Bella Shedio, did I get that right? Okay.
Perfect.
And Sam Lenfesti.
Perfect.
I got it. Amazing. See, finally, at the end of the show, I get it. And we're brought to you by Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy and Premier Dental. I want to thank everybody for listening and ask you to tune in again next week for Frederick County Sports Weekend. Have a safe weekend, an enjoyable weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.